Morning, Gracie.
Morning, Tom.
Guess what?
You got a new pickup.
How'd you know that?
Everybody knows it.
I just picked it up at 9 this morning.
It's after 10 o'clock.
So?
So, you've been on the road for over an hour.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jasper. Hey, guess what?
You got a new pickup. I saw it in the parking lot. Nice color, but I would have got a red one.
Did you get the matching topper?
Yeah, and it looks great.
Might make people think you're stuck up.
He got the chrome running boards, too.
He didn't put carpet in the back, did he?
Green.
The indoor-outdoor stuff?
Running lights and spoke wheels.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't order the truck that way.
I suppose you just found it by the side of the road.
Well, no, I got it from Jimmy Jumping Bull.
You bought a car from Jimmy Jumping Bulls?
Jimmy is Billy Jumping Bulls' brother, Tom. You remember Billy?
Well, sure. Billy runs Jumping Bulls Used Clothing Emporium.
Yesterday's fashions at today's prices?
Was this a used truck?
No. A white guy from Lethbridge ordered it and then decided he didn't want it.
Jimmy said it was a special order.
It was.
So why didn't the guy buy it?
Said it looked too much like the kind of truck an Indian would drive.
What?
Coffee?
You bet!
You want to pay cash, or you want to use your hospitality card?
I'll pay cash.
You're not going to get many air miles that way.
Hey, what say I take you for a ride in my new truck?
I've already driven it.
Me too.
But it's only been on Jimmy's lot for 2 days.
Actually, Jimmy's had it for about 4 months.
Everyone on the reserve has taken it for a test drive at least once.
Benjamin Low Dog Tortellini has had it out 4 or 5 times.
But no one bought it?
No. Benjamin said it looked too much like the kind of truck a white man would drive.
Did I tell you about the stereo system?
You guys can do your mail bonding later. It's time to start the show.
Holy! Gracie's right. It is time to start the show.
It's got 4 speakers and a 50-watt equalizer.
You going to start the show, or am I going to have to take over again?
Oh, okay. From Blossom, Alberta, it's the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour with your host, Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavyhand.
And Tom King.
So, Tom, who are our guests?
It's got the big 8 and a set of load levelers on the rear.
Shelly Nero.
And you know those floor mats with the deep ribs for catching all the water and mud? Jimmy threw in a set free.
Shelly Nero? Boy, Tom, are you in luck?
Shelly Nero, is she a truck enthusiast?
No. She's a famous native photographer.
She took some nice pictures of her mother lying on the hood of a car.
That's right. Maybe she'll take a picture of you lying on the hood of your truck.
Well, that might be nice.
You haven't done anything embarrassing yet, have you?
Like what?
Like giving the truck a name.
Well, not yet.
Thank God. You still have a modicum of self-respect left.
Say, why don't we give Tom's truck an authentic Indian name?
Well, I don't... Well... Maybe that's not the truth.
But first, it's time for Trust Tonto, that part of our show where our listeners can write in with their questions about Canadian culture.
We could ask the Lone Ranger.
But you really can't expect to get unbiased answers about Canadian culture from a white guy who runs around in a black mask.
Shooting at people with silver bullets.
And don't forget, the Lone Ranger is an American.
Whereas Tonto is from 6 Nations.
So, Gracie, what question do we have for Tonto today?
Let's see. Here's one from a P. Manning in Ottawa.
Hey, do you think that might be Preston Manning?
Who?
Well, you know, Preston Manning.
Who?
Never mind. Just read the letter.
I've always been appalled by the inefficiency and lack of leadership in Indian government. I'll bet you can name 3 other organizations that are more disorganized and cost more to run.
Oh, wow. Now, that's tough.
Oh, no, you don't, Mr. P. Manning from Ottawa. I know a trick question when I see it.
Trick question?
Sure. That Manning guy is just trying to get us to slander Canada Post.
Then again, he could be hoping we'll mention Eaton's.
The obvious answer is Ontario Hydro.
Right you are, Gracie. But we're not falling for your subterfuge, Mr. P. Manning. If you want to criticize the federal Liberals, do it yourself and do it on someone else's show. And speaking of Ottawa, it sounds as if it's time for another episode of
The Band Counselor.
Not The Band Counselor.
And the adventures of Darnell About Time, mild-mannered, mixed-blood, status native guy.
Jasper.
3 nights a week. Darnell works as a part-time assistant hockey coach. On weekends, he calls bingo at the Native Friendship Center. But on weekdays, from 9 to 4, with 2 hours off for lunch, he gets in his car, drives to the reserve, slips into the Petrocan bathroom, whispers the magic words, "How? How? How? And how?" and is transformed almost immediately into
the band counselor.
Jasper,
with the help of his faithful white companion, Ottawa Bob, the band counselor spends his office hours fighting lethargic government agencies, corrupt multinational corporations, sympathetic tourists, and disgruntled relatives.
Jasper, I don't want to play Ottawa Bob.
You think playing Wilma True Blue is the high point of my week?
Yeah, well, at least Wilma's an Indian. Ottawa Bob is, well, you know, a white guy.
Tom, it's the only reason we let you back on the show, remember?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Come on, here's the script. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
I guess.
Here we are, back on the reserve. And there's my faithful secretary, Wilma True Blue.
Administrative assistant.
Oh, right. Administrative assistant.
I think I'm going to take my truck for a drive.
And my faithful white companion, Ottawa Bob. Come on, Tom, read the lines.
I don't want to read the lines.
I won't tell Gracie about the blackout windows.
You had blackout windows put in your truck?
Jasper, look, Gracie, it's not the way it sounds.
And I'll let you drive me around and show me the stereo.
You will?
You bet.
Oh. All right.
So, where were we?
It's Tom's line.
Thank God you've arrived, band counselor.
So, Ottawa Bob, what kind of crime and or evil do we have to fight today?
It's Casper Pureblood. He's organizing a referendum. Wait a minute. Jasper, this is the same script we had last time.
Did you really get blackout windows put in your truck?
No, it's not. Casper lost that referendum. This is another one.
Oh.
Let's see. It's Casper Pureblood, yada, 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 referendum, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, here we are. You don't mean...
Yes, band counselor, Pureblood is trying to get you removed from office.
Then there's only one thing to do.
You mean... We're going to have to...
That's right, Ottawa Bob. We're going to have to call a band election. Stay tuned next week when you'll hear Wilma True Blue say...
I suppose you got some of those fuzzy dice to hang from your rearview mirror.
When Ottawa Bob says...
They came with the floor mats.
And when Darnell About Time says...
Good grief, what was that?
Sounded like it came from the parking lot.
Sounded like a car.
Oh, my God. My truck!
Tom's right. Now that I think about it, it did sound more like a truck.
Can you see anything out the window?
There's Tom, and there's his truck.
Why is Tom's truck parked all the way across the parking lot against that telephone pole?
Probably worried that someone is going to dink it.
Well, we can't stand around and wait for Tom to finish playing with his new truck. We have a radio show to do.
So, what's next?
Hey! It's time for Blackout Bingo. Boy, is Tom going to be sorry he missed out on this week's number.
And this week's number is...
B-8! Uh-oh, sounds like poor Tom doesn't have B-8 on his bingo card.
Oh, God.
No sense crying about it. He can always write the number in later.
How in the world did this happen?
Same as usual. We just spun the bingo balls and pulled out a number.
I'm talking about my new truck.
Uh-oh. Looks like it's time to call Shelly Nero. Gracie, you want to dial the number?
Sure.
Try to hold the morning down, Tom. We don't want to worry our guests.
Hello?
Hello, Shelly?
Yes.
Hi, this is the Dead Dog Cafe Comedy Hour.
Oh, yeah?
We all know you're a famous native photographer, and we just want to find out other things about you, just so we get a more well-rounded understanding about you.
Okay.
So what else do you do when you're not being famous?
I eat donuts.
Eat donuts?
Yeah, the cream-filled ones.
So where are you from, Shelley?
Brantford.
Brantford?
Yeah.
Is there a reserve nearby there?
Yeah, Six Nations.
The Six Nations, the Big Six.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and you're a photographer.
Yes, I am.
How in the world did you get to be a photographer on the reserve?
I can't draw, so I decided to take pictures.
Yeah. So you look after donuts. Anything else you do?
Well, I jog.
Well, this is a balanced life. You eat a donut and you go jogging, all right? This is
the yin and yang of Brantford life.
Do you have so many miles you do for each donut you eat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
In my mind, I jog 10 miles.
for every donut?
Yep. Today I jogged 100 miles.
Yeah.
So, do you drive?
Yes, I do.
What do you drive?
Let me think. A green car.
Is that the same car that your mother was photographed on?
No, that was a 1967 AMC Rebel.
What kind of photographs are you taking these days?
I'm working on a film right now.
Oh, a film?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Motion picture?
Yep. It's called Honey Moccasin.
Oh,
so it's a detective thriller.
Oh, are there Indians in it?
Yep, they're all Indians.
Who is the detective?
Tantu Cardinal.
Are you the director?
Yes.
Boy, that's impressive. When's it going to come out?
Hopefully by January.
Hey, any special words you wanna say to our listeners?
Oh, come to my show.
We'll pass the word around.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Nyawe, Shelly.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Boy, that was great. Nero has a wonderful sense of humor.
We should get some of her photographs for the cafe.
What's next? All right. It's time for Fireside Friendly Bear, where we sit around a blazing fire in a log cabin on a snowy evening and listen to me read a selection from a great Canadian literary work.
Cue the blazing fire.
Wait a minute. I think we need to talk about this.
What about the snowy evening?
Open the door, Tom.
Shut the door.
Perfect. Where's Tom?
He got thrown up against the back wall.
Again? Is he okay?
Who knows?
Hi, Fireside Friendly Bear here. Sit back and relax. Clear your mind and pretend for a moment that you're better off than you really are. Could you tell Tom to hold it down? Chapter 1, Laying the Foundations of a Renewed Relationship. We advocate recognition of Aboriginal nations within Canada as political entities through which Aboriginal people can express their distinctive identity within the context of their Canadian citizenship.
Has anyone seen my truck?
Holy! That's a nasty bump on your head, Tom. Here, sit down.
And shut up.
Aboriginal people do not have to surrender their identity to accomplish those goals. Non-Aboriginal Canadians cherish their identity as Newfoundlanders or Albertans, for instance, and still remain strongly committed to Canada. You know, the people who wrote this report really did a lot of thinking. Too bad none of the politicians has read it.
Did you read more of the Royal Commission report?
It's probably the most important document Canada has produced.
I heard that Disney's trying to get the movie rights.
How are you feeling, Tom?
Okay, I guess. What happened?
You got thrown against the back wall again.
Oh.
Boy, you hear that? Another hour gone. Well, it's time to say goodbye. Next time, we'll have one of Gracie's famous reserve recipes. In the meantime, this is Jasper Friendly Bear.
And Gracie Heavy Hand.
And Tom King saying,
So long for now.
And don't forget, stay calm.
Be brave.
Wait for the signs. You know, Tom, it's too bad you didn't hit a deer or a moose.
Why would I want to hit a deer?
Then when people ask you about the damage to your truck, you'd have something to blame it on.
Oh, sure. Blame the deer.
I didn't hit a deer.
Hitting a deer isn't as embarrassing as forgetting to set your brake.
Having a truck with blackout windows is embarrassing all by itself.